A presidential commission has issued an urgent recommendation, declare a national emergency because of the opioid epidemic. That recommendation is among several in a preliminary report that the commission issued yesterday. Joining us to talk about this is one of the commission members, Dr. Bertha Madras of McLean Hospital and Harvard Medical School. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Morning Edition.
Well, good morning to you.
So why declare a national emergency? What does that do? You know, those of us here in Massachusetts likely remember that it was more than 3 years ago that our governor declared a public health emergency because of the opioid crisis, and it didn't really seem to do much to stem the crisis. What would a federal declaration accomplish?
Well, I think what it does is give the president some greater degrees of freedom in terms of implementing rapid responses to the crisis, number one. Number two, I think it alerts the American public to the gravity of the situation so that they can look around them and try to identify and help people within their midst who are who have a substance use disorder, with especially an opioid use disorder.
When you say rapid response, so what's a tangible example of how the federal government would be able to quickly intervene here to provide some relief?
This will expand the number of beds for inpatient services for people with substance use disorders. It can expand it very significantly over a very short period of time. I think that's one of the, you know, most immediate tangible benefits.
The commission report also recommends improving treatment and enhancing access to medication-assisted treatment.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, medications-assisted treatment has been shown to have very significant benefits. The issue with medications-assisted treatment is that many of the conventional treatment centers do not provide these options, and the federal government can have an enormous impact with regard to expanding access to these medications-assisted treatment. It can begin to impose standards of care on traditional facilities that simply have not offered it. Based on the best estimates that we have, only about 10% of conventional treatment centers offer medications assistance.
Now,
and this is a tremendous federal leverage to bring these facilities up to the 21st century.
Some of the things in this report, though, seem to be at odds with some of what we've heard from some corners of the White House thus far about the opioid epidemic, things about medication-assisted treatment and about law enforcement's role in all of this and about treatment in general. How will the commission sort of square with what might be differences in the White House? Will the White House say, okay, you're my commission members, you studied it, and we'll follow these recommendations? Are you confident that that's going to happen?
No one can be confident of what recommendations will be accepted and or not accepted. These are the best recommendations we've come up with. In every single component of drug policy, one has to assume there are going to be many diverse opinions on how to deal with it. And certainly, what has happened in the past 5 years in terms of drug policy did not alleviate or tampon this disaster. And therefore, there has to be different ways of thinking about it.
Now, as we said, this is a preliminary report. Another report from the commission is due, I think, by October 1st.
It's due in October. The deadline could be extended by the chairman of the commission.
And what would we expect from that more formal report in the fall?
We would expect other recommendations, primarily in prevention, as well as many, many details regarding the current recommendations, plus a great deal of extra effort that will be given to how to gather real-time data with regard to provision of reimbursements for treatment, with regard to how to implement many of the changes that we're hoping to effect, because nothing is simple in this issue.
Dr. Bertha Madras of McLean Hospital and Harvard Medical School is one of the members of the President's Commission on Opioids and Drug Addiction.